Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Please sit, relax, and enjoy your coffee this morning as you listen. Have you ever participated in an ornament exchange gathering? Everyone that comes brings a new wrapped ornament. Each person gets a number, and number one is the first to swap with another person. Number one opens their ornament for all to see. Number two person can choose an unopened ornament or the one that has been already opened, and on until the end of the numbers, and then number one gets the last pick after seeing all the choices. There are a lot of oohs and ahs and excited exclamations. Oh, I want that one. Everyone leaves the gathering with a new ornament for the Christmas tree and a Christmas memory. It is a light and cheerful way to start the season, giving and receiving. Of course, the tradition of Christmas gifts is embedded in our present society. There are different opinions about how the tradition got started. I am talking about it from the perspective of the three wise men bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby, who was to become the king of the Jews, as prophesied in the Old Testament. These three wise men, traditionally thought to have come from near what was once Babylon, brought the most precious gifts they possessed to honor the newborn king. The only thing they received in return was the knowledge that at long last the Messiah had arrived. Matthew 2:9-12. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. As I spent some time reading about the three wise men, I had some questions, some wonderings. It is interesting that 500 years before Christ's birth, Daniel was in captivity in Babylon. He was one of the Hebrews that were chosen as the smartest and healthiest of the captured Hebrew people taken back to what today is called Iran. The Babylon king, Nebuchadnezzar, placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Daniel 2:48. This station would have put him in a position to influence the wisest of men in that kingdom. It is thought by some that the sharing of Hebrew writings by Daniel, some 500 years before Jesus' birth, and continued by learned men, was what led the Magi to travel the 700 or so miles on camelback following the mysterious star at night. At last, they found the Messiah, the Savior, the King who would bring peace to the world and in the most humble of circumstances. The Lord led various folks down through the ages to play a part in the plan of the Savior's birth. The timely visit of the Magi in Bethlehem just at the time that Herod's fear of the coming of the Messiah, who would take his power and status away, had risen to a fever pitch. By the time the Magi left and Herod had decided to have all 2 years and younger boys killed, the unselfish gifts of the Magi provided Joseph and Mary with the resources they needed to escape to Egypt. The gifts of the Magi would have been the appropriate show of honor and respect for a new king at the time. And those gifts were meant for that purpose. But they arrived at just the right time for the future of our Savior's ministry to be safe. And here we are in the season of giving, in the season of celebrating Christ's birth and the promise of his second coming. Looking back at the story of the Magi, only mentioned once in the New Testament, awakened a need to pay more attention to gift giving and more remembering of what it is a message of. I want to consider why I am giving to family and friends and those in need. To honor them, to show love for them, perhaps choose with more thought about them, instead of the frantic shopping I find myself falling into as the days pass. The story of the Magi teaches us gifts are for demonstrating love and gratefulness for those God-given family and friends, as well as those in need, and take time and thought as the Magi gifted our Lord. Before we close this morning, I would like to welcome the presence of my dog Apollo, who provides background noise such as snoring. He insists on being in the office when I am writing and recording, and as is his practice, he sleeps. The alternative is to shut the door and listen to him bark. So, welcome Apollo to Coffee with Anne. Let us pray. Lord, in this time where gift-giving is a symbol of gratefulness of those in our lives, help us reflect on your gifts to us and how we can show our love for you in the ways we gift others. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.